teams like the Browns, the Packers, they have no right playing in a dome. And the fact that the Browns are getting an indoor stadium, it sets me off.
Obviously.
It does.
That's right. It's time we once again get fired up and kick off the Damn Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards and Waupun, a show that's as honest and self-aware as their hosts, Wally Lukaczynski.
I eat and drink a lot, so I shouldn't do that as often.
And of course, we could count on Ashley to keep him in check. She just might be the biggest Taylor Swift fan at the station.
They are champagne.
Shout out Taylor Swift.
Oh, give me a break.
It's hard to tell. They cover everything. Title town, pro, college, and high school sports around South Central Wisconsin. Even if it's the Wisconsin Badgers, for better or worse.
Talk about how bad the Badgers are. Bring the sadness. Another year that they fail to meet the Sweet 16. Another year they don't get to a bowl. It's a disaster in Camp Randall.
Catch it all on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, Daily Dodge TV, and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Welcome in to the Damn Sports Show this wonderful Monday afternoon here in South Central Wisconsin. Big slate coming up here over the next couple days, not only for the Milwaukee Brewers getting their first look at the Chicago Cubs, but on top of that, we are in the last week of prep coverage before the postseason gets underway for softball, for baseball. We're getting a couple more games of the Beaver Dam Girls soccer team on Daily Dodge TV as well. Ashley Dobrzynski, it is going to be a busy, busy week. How are you doing? How was your weekend?
It was good. How was yours?
I got to go to a wrestling show with Wade Bates.
There's nothing better.
Okay, first of all,
time with Wade Bates.
You don't strike me as somebody that ever cared about the WWE or anything like that growing up.
Really? What gave you that impression?
I don't know. I imagine you, like, wearing a luchador mask or...
Yeah, like, I never have had any interest in that. Still don't.
Well, you should, first of all. But we go down to Oshkosh. Wade Bates, the fantastic chauffeur that he was, actually drove me down.
Wow.
We got... And that was the best part, is I got to just lounge, be a bum, sit in the front seat, kind of half zone out on the way home.
Were you on aux?
What do you think we listen to? This is actually the perfect, probably, like, litmus test.
You guys probably listen to, I don't know, a podcast about sports.
On the way back.
Or a podcast about history.
I would love that. I would love a history podcast with Wade, just hearing his take on what happened in major events in the past. That didn't happen. Instead, what occurred was, on the way there, we had 95.3 WBEV until it was literally, like, falling apart. And then I'm pretty sure he just, like, kind of, like, left it quietly on in the background, like, 4 or 5 volume where he can't even hear. And then on the way back, he's playing wrestling podcasts from, like, all different, like, people. And
I told you.
And like Wade, and I feel like anybody out there that knows him will know what I'm talking about, he will sit there and listen to this podcast for, like, 7 minutes. And then immediately be like, no, I'm going to play someone else. I'm going to play someone else. This one, it's not good enough.
He's probably talking into his phone, too.
Oh, he talks to that Gemini thing like it's another person in the car.
Voice texting, and then we read it, and we're like, what did he say?
Yeah, well,
what did he mean?
It's a different language trying to follow along with what he had. But
if you become fluent in Wade Bates, you can be fluent in anything.
I don't actually think it's possible. It's kind of like the Egyptian hieroglyphics that we're just still like, nobody knows what this means, but there's pictures of cats on the cave.
Yep.
It's pretty much the exact same thing. But
yeah,
I'll shut up about this in a second. But the last thing I want to say is that the reason why this was so cool is that, it's a little small independent wrestling event. I'll get to another person we ran into at the back end of the show in the Confidential Cabana segment to end out today's show, as you would have just heard from him on ESPN Beaver Dam just a moment ago before we switched over to the Damn Sports Show. But one of my favorite wrestlers from when I was growing up was there, Mark Henry. He goes by the World's Strongest Man. And Ashley, when I tell you this guy is probably, like, at this point, he's actually, like, slimmed up, but he was probably in his prime, 4-plus bills, and he could throw me around like a ragdoll. When he shook my hand, it was like my hand was in a bear trap.
Oh, geez.
It was the largest thing I've ever been able to find.
Yeah, I bet. That doesn't sound fun.
No, well, I mean, it was fun. I wanted him to throw me around. Hacksaw Jim Duggan choked Wade. Everybody was happy. It was a great day.
Yes, I saw. I recently became friends on Facebook with Wade. He had a busy weekend.
He does. Well, he's
typically
busy.
And if you were listening to the 95.3 WBEV morning show, you would have heard about his raccoon.
Yeah.
Not infestation, but problems.
Well, anytime you open up your trunk and you don't expect to see an animal in there.
Let alone a raccoon.
Yeah, which you might be thinking rabies, too. It's middle of daylight.
Well, that's what he told me. He was like, rabies.
I feel like maybe rabies would be one of the few things that would mellow that man out a little bit.
Or make him like 10 times worse.
I would love to see rabid foamy at the mouth, Wade. But we're going to try here in a moment. Ashley, we're going to say goodbye on video for a quick second, and we're going to try to get you to get in contact with Gabe Neitzel here. We can talk a little PGA Championship and, of course, what's coming up here with the Milwaukee Brewers taking on the Chicago Cubs for the first time in the season this year. Uniquely going into this, this is only going to be their third division matchup so far in the young season, which is that new world when you've got this interleague play nonstop, everybody plays each other at least a couple times, it kind of doesn't allow you to get to know these teams, whether that's from a team perspective, Pat Murphy and the Brewers getting a little bit more of that scouting report on one of your division rivals. But as fans, we don't know as much about that in this team either. And right now, you have two different teams coming in, one where the Brewers are kind of playing like the Chicago Cubs were in the last couple weeks, where now they've won 8 of 10 games. Sure, they lost the finale against the Twins yesterday, but coming in scorched earth right now. The Chicago Cubs on the other side, after their big, long winning streak in their own right, they're starting to come back down to earth, and it seems like a really good time to get them over at Wrigley Field ahead of tonight's matchup, where you're going to see Shota, the soft throwing, albeit as dangerous as they get. Ashley, I'll pull you back up here, I imagine.
I'm back.
And do we have good news?
No.
That's okay.
But I'm back.
But you are back.
I heard you were talking about the Cubs Brewers, so obviously I have to jump back in.
Well, I'm happy that you are back here. We'll try to catch up with Gabe Neitzel next Monday back here to get his take on the PGA Championship. And before we get to the Cubs, because I want to put almost a pin in this real quick, because you watched a little bit of the PGA Championship too. The 68-foot putt that Aaron Rye hit that effectively ended the tournament, got him his first major championship in his career. What's that moment? I know that you had a chip in last year, but has there ever been a moment for you, a play or a certain shot that you can go back to and say, this is it. This is the peak. I will never be any better than this. This is everything. Because I got to imagine for Aaron Rye, that was it.
Yeah, my chip in was it. I know, I'm going to just say it right now. I know exactly how he feels.
I'm sure it was the same feeling.
It had to be. I was out at Fox Lake Golf. I was, you know, par 5 or par 4. I don't know what it was. And I was talking. I was chit-chatting. All of a sudden, I hold out.
And now, just like Aaron Rye, you're $3.6 million richer.
Yeah.
Did they gave you the big check at the end of the
night,
right?
Well, I am still waiting on it.
Okay.
I think, I don't know, maybe here soon, hopefully.
It probably just got lost in the mail. I wouldn't think too much of it.
I think so. I mean, I was freshly, like, moved here. So I feel like they might have accidentally sent it to a different apartment. It's fine.
That's okay. Well, I'll put some calls in. I'm sure that we can talk to the wonderful folks over there and get you your check.
Thank goodness.
Maybe I'll just get you a check, like the big check. It's like the Michael Scott.
I was just about to say that.
The cure for rabies or whatever?
Yeah.
Good stuff. Ashley, one last question before we switch over to this pivotal might be a strong word this early in the year, but a big matchup with the Chicago Cubs.
Mm-hmm.
When you watch a golf master or a major like we saw over the weekend, do you find yourself rooting for the big names? Do you find yourself rooting for like the Rory McIlroy, for instance, just won his second green jacket in as many years? Or do you root for the underdogs? Do you root for the guys that, frankly, I didn't know who Aaron Rye was until yesterday?
Me neither, but I'll be completely honest. I was rooting for Scottie Scheffler. I love his wife. She has the cutest clothes and the cutest kids. And so I just wanted Scottie to win for that reason.
Well, that's a good reason. But I similarly, I always root for Scotty too.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
Well, but it's weird how in certain sports where if, let's say, for instance, the Packers are out of it in the NFL postseason, you start looking around and you say, you know what, I'm rooting for this. It's an underdog story. It's a really cool thing if they're able to run the gauntlet, overtake some of the best teams in the world to get it done. Meanwhile, you have sports like golf that I find myself rooting for individual greatness more than the underdog story. Like, Aaron Rye won, and I kind of was like, all right, like, cool, sounds good. I wanted a guy like Scotty. Let it be a grand slam. Get Rory going. I'm rooting for the big dogs.
Yeah, I like the big dogs, and for some reason in golf, I completely agree with you. I like seeing that, and I think it's because I feel like it's few and far between when you see that. I feel like you don't get to see a lot of, like, dynasty golfers. Look at Scotty. He had that one year where I think he did it. He did all
Did he have a grand slam? Did he ever do that?
Maybe he didn't.
It felt like he can any given time when he was playing at the top. And he's still the best golfer in the world.
Yeah, exactly. So that's, like, I feel like it's so much fun to watch that because it's not this. I kind of go back to, like, Oklahoma softball. They won and won and won. They won four straight in a year. And now this, like, college softball season, or this playoff, is the teams are all competitive. And I think, like, that's more fun. It's more fun when you have powerhouses competing against each other.
Well, and funny enough, yeah, it makes it even more talking about how special a Grand Slam would be. I was correct, at least according to this right here,
yes,
because
you're right.
Nobody's actually ever done it. Even Tiger Woods in his peak, at his prime, where you're talking late 90s, early 2000s, I believe he won the Tiger Slam, is what they call it. Ooh. Where it was four consecutive majors, but it was over two calendar years.
Okay.
But having a guy like Scottie Scheffler, I think it's why Jordan Spieth got as much love as he did about 5-10 years ago, too. People want to have that superhero in golf.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you're a superhero in baseball, in football, in basketball, it's fun for a couple of years, but then you start seeing the Patrick Mahomes stuff. He was beloved, I felt like, universally early on in his career.
Yeah, now people are just annoyed with him.
They're over it. I'm over it.
I'm over it.
Obviously, that's a division rival for my team, but outside of that, like, I don't want to see the same names. It's just a unique thing with golf that you don't get to see too often.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting. Well, before we switch over to baseball, I do want to remind you guys that if you are looking for a one-stop shop for all things sports cards, head on over to Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Excuse me. That was tough. That was tough. I had a frog in the throat. But
you might still.
I might. I think I've worked it out. I think the frog's back out into the boiling water. Whether you're into sports cards or into Pokemon cards, Real Sports Cards has you covered with live break streaming right there on the app. You can grab individual cards on the go, be a part of a group, and watch for your favorite players and their teams as the packs get open. Go to the Apple or Google Play Store today, look for the orange logo, and take your collection to the next level with Real Sports Cards, your local resource for all things sports cards, Pokemon cards, and more. We touched on it at the start. Ashley, first time you get to see the Cubs this year.
Cubbies.
What do you think about, first of all, before we actually dive into the series itself, playing a team like the Cubs only four times a year, opposed to having it six times where it's spread out to almost 20 games over the year, does that take any of the rivalry away from you, or does it make it even more special that you are going to be able to get to see this team even more infrequently than you had in years past?
I don't know. Restate that question.
In years past, you're getting these division matchups more and more. We had upwards of 20 matchups of these teams. But now you don't have them as frequently. Does that take away from the rivalry to you?
No.
It doesn't. Does it make it stronger because you don't play as often?
Yes. I feel like, it's always so important when you're talking about the Brewers that you have to look at the, you know, the division series against these teams. And I think it's so important that when, I remember so vividly every single year, it's the Brewers have to take two out of the three series from the Cubs. The Brewers have to do this. The Brewers have to do that when it comes to the Cubs. So I feel like it's so important to making sure that because there's less, that there's just so much more
emphasis
and importance with these series coming up. Well, because you need them in order to be successful in October.
Well, the Cubs coming in a little bit sluggish after their torrid start after, what, about 3 weeks where it felt like they were an unbeatable team. Now it's the Milwaukee Brewers instead walking into enemy territory with a bit of momentum, even excluding yesterday's loss, where you saw your boy Garrett Mitchell go yard. You had to be fist pumping through the TV.
I wasn't fist pumping, but that's what I said. Garrett Mitchell's not bad. You can't expect... Okay, actually, I'm going to stop because... No, I'm going to keep going. You can't... Garrett Mitchell is not bad. He was in a slump. Now, you're going to look at me and be like, Dobes, what about... You're saying this, but Joey Ortiz, David Hamilton, Luis Ranjifo, what if they're all in slumps? Slumps are for a certain amount of time. Oh, Joey Ortiz has been in a slump his whole career. Well, if that's what we're saying.
Wow, that's kind of harsh on Joey.
It's not his whole career. I just wanted it to be dramatic.
Mission accomplished there. But to your point, I get it, where Garrett Mitchell, yeah, we're starting to see him come around a little bit.
Yes.
But you don't have any faith. You don't have any expectations for those other guys. We keep harping on it, I feel like, this year. 7-9, it's not like you have the pitchers of the past. You can't have free outs. Do they stay free outs? Does something change? Or is this something that's going to have to be forcibly fixed by the front office before the trade deadline?
I think there is some hope with Luis Ranjifo. I think there's some hope with Luis Ranjifo. Oh, my God. I think there's some hope with Luis Ranjifo. However, I do not think there's any hope for David Hamilton or Joey Ortiz. David Hamilton, because I feel like every time I watch him, he's bunting. Now, he's become a bunter.
Small ball, baby.
And I love small ball. Don't get me wrong. Small ball is great. But if that's the only thing he's doing, come on. And Joey Ortiz, I think I'm going to be a hater on Joey Ortiz. I think I found my identity.
You're
going
to be?
Well, I think my
identity. You are.
My identity on this show is hating on Lucas Van Ness and Joey Ortiz.
Charlie Dern walks so you could run.
Yep, I'm continuing on the hater.
The year of
that's
hate.
That's Charlie Downer talk right there.
Mm-hmm. That's the year of hate.
The year of hate. Yeah. And that was a New Year's resolution for him, and it seems like you have adopted it quite well.
Well, come on. Well, his was with LaFleur. Mine is at least with...
Dobrzynski Downer might have a ring to it.
Please don't tell Jason.
I might have to figure that out. I'll have to start working on it. It's alliteration. Dobes Downer. Downer Dobes.
Downer Dobes, yeah.
Downer Dobes plays.
It's only when it comes to Lucas Van Ness and Joey Ortiz, though.
For now, Lucas Van Ness really was the moment I started looking and being like, wait a minute, there's something here. She's got some real hateful opinions in her.
My tune on Lucas Van Ness halfway changed when I saw him shotgunning at Luke Combs.
That's all it took for you?
That's awesome. That's like the pride of Packers. You're at Lambeau Field.
You're not talking about A.J. Dillon, the pride of the Packers?
Oh, my gosh. Why was A.J. Dillon even up there?
Come on. He's the mayor of Door County.
Walter.
He's the man of the cherries.
He doesn't play on the Packers.
Yeah, but yeah, come on. He's ingratiated.
Come on.
Once a Packer, always a Packer.
That's like Geno Smith coming into Las Vegas and being like,
Whoa. A little different here. A.J. Dillon's at least going to be remembered fondly.
But I mean, he didn't really do much.
You're not wrong. Quadzilla?
What did Geno Smith do?
Well, no, that's the point. Geno Smith was a waste of everything. In his offense, everything Vegas was Raiders, a disaster though. Of an operation.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You can't... A.J. Dillon cannot go up. He's not a part of the Packers.
Mayor
Kyle Wallace
Door County.
Was saying this too.
He was there as a politician, the future mayor.
Whatever.
Mayor candidate.
Go Pack, go. Not. I think A.J. Dillon's on like the Eagles now.
He's not going to be in the league very long.
No. Nope.
He's
nope.
Captain. The old school quote you would hear in football all the time, if you need 3 yards, I can get you 3 yards.
Yes.
If you need 5 yards, I'll get you three yards.
Yes. Yeah, so get off the stage.
Well, that's mean. A.J. Dillon, you're welcome on our stage anytime here for the Dodge County Fair coming up, WDS Construction Stage. We'd love to have you up there. Just keep in mind.
There.
All right, when we come back, we're going to be talking with David Brandenburg. Speaking of golf, golf-heavy show to start the show. I want to hear how everything's are looking over there at Rolling Meadows, because as soon as the majors come through, all I want to do is get back out on the links. We're going to have an opportunity to do that in just a few moments. Talking with David right on the other side of the break here with more of the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
My name is Sherry, and I'm a real client of Gruber Law Offices. Gruber Law Offices took care of everything so I could focus on getting better. I only really did one thing, and that was call them.
Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Since 1998, the Good Karma Brands John Moser Children's Radiothon has distributed nearly $3 million to nonprofit organizations serving children in Dodge County and the surrounding areas. You can help make a difference by getting involved today. Help support the cause by donating an item to our 27-hour on-air live auction, hosting a fundraiser event, or making a monetary donation through Venmo. To learn more, visit dailydodge.com/radiothon.
Spring cleaning isn't just for the house. Your HVAC system could use a tune-up too. JB Mechanical keeps your home comfortable all season long. Here's the forecast on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Memorial Day savings are happening now at Silica for your home. Now through June 3rd, save big with exclusive rebate savings up to $4,000 on top appliance brands like KitchenAid, LG, GE, Cafe, and Maytag. And with upcoming manufacturer price increases, now's the time to buy. Plus, enjoy 18-month 0% financing store-wide and free delivery on hundreds of items. Upgrade your kitchen and laundry rooms today and save big during the Memorial Day sale at Silica for your home.
Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Whether it's the Golden Beavers, the Rockets, or the Warriors, the Damn Sports Show talks about your favorite local teams on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. And it's presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun.
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
Welcome back to the Damn Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam in Daily Dodge TV. Ashley Dobrzynski and Wally Lukaszynski with you today. And we are joined now by David Brandenburg, the Rolling Meadows golf course manager. And David, we were just talking in our first block about the PGA Championship. And I've got a question for you. What is it about golf that has us rooting for the superstars opposed to these guys that maybe were a little less excited, the underdog story, where opposed to other sports, that's all we seem to root for?
Well, I guess it depends who you are, but the superstars, I mean, they play so good, and they have such ball control. It's just so easy to root for them and hope they do well, and you always want a big name to win.
Well, and Aaron Rye, he hits a 68-foot putt. And I was asking Ashley right before we got started, what was her moment? Everybody has that one play in golf where you're like, that shot will be the shot of my life. I'm never going to pass it. When you look at your own life, well, you got to walk us through. Have you ever had a shot that even to this day you hold a little bit closer to you than others?
Yeah, I've had a couple eagles. I guess those are always kind of special when you put it in from the fairway. It's something you never forget. It doesn't happen very often, of course, but it's probably even somewhat harder than a hole in one because often you're further away hitting not from a tee but the grass.
Were those eagles par fours too?
Yes, they were. Yep.
Nicely done. What Ashley was saying. She holed out from the fairway. I can't even imagine what that would feel like. I can barely hit the fairway.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. Disappear in the hole.
Yeah. Well, it's a great feeling to get out there on the links this time of year, and we're finally getting into that weather. Your foliage is coming back. It's green. It's beautiful. And over there at Rolling Meadows, you have three different nine-hole courses that people can choose from.
We sure do. Yeah, the red, white, and blue nines. All three are a challenge. All three have five sets of tees, so you kind of pick that length. If you're a beginner golfer, you can play the easy or the forward tees. If you're a tournament player, you can play the back tees and be challenged, and it's a great place to play golf.
What would you say the personality of the actual courses are? Like, if people are like, I've got only a few hours, I got to play nine, where would you start almost selling them on which of these three to play? I imagine each one's very different from the next.
They are different. Our public players prefer the back nine because there's no force carries. The good players like the front nine because there's a couple force carries. And the middle nine has a couple short force carries. But both, all three nines, you know, they're nice rolling property. They go up as they head south, and they come back down as they come back north to the clubhouse. And great views and great piece of property.
Well, good chance to go figure out when you get that, which one, the right bowl of porridge, the Goldilocks, which is the right hole, our nine-hole course for you. Only way you can do that is get out there. And for people that don't know where Rolling Meadows is, can you remind us how they can find you?
Sure, we're right on the corner of 41 and County D, or what used to be 151. That's easy to find on the south side of Fond du Lac. A nice easy drive from Beaver Dam or anywhere.
Very easy drive, and it's gorgeous out there too. And you can also get yourself a tee time through online. And you've even told us in the past, that's where you would start recommending people to actually go and book this now, right?
Oh, it's so much easier. Yeah, you can do it 24/7. Just go to the website, rollingmeadowsgolfcourse.com, make your tee time, and you're all set to play. Get a couple tips about the course, and you'll be ready. You'll be hitting eagles yourself.
Well, I'm going to hold you to that, David. I don't know if that's actually in my bag, but I'm going to do my best. Last thing for you, we got to see with Aaron Rye, he plays not only with two gloves when he's driving, he also has iron covers. I'm curious, do you have anything unique and quirky about your own game that you're like, I almost got to keep my head down so people don't see me doing this?
I don't wear a glove. I'm one of the few golfers who just have never wore a glove. I'm not comfortable with a glove on. Unless I'm playing in the cold, and then I'm wearing, you know, special gloves for that. I don't wear gloves. I prefer not to.
You probably gave yours to Aaron Rye. I see how it goes here. Nicely done there, David. All right, David. Well, we'll catch up with you next Monday, but enjoy the link this week, and hopefully more beautiful weather's on tap for you guys.
Sounds great. Memorial Day weekend coming up, so a three-day weekend for people to get out and enjoy the game.
A lot of opportunity. Let's get out there, and I guess that means we'll catch up with you sometime next week. We'll be in contact, David, to get you on later in the week.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Have a great night. The great David Brandenburg giving us some time today, and I am so excited. We finally put ourselves in the pressure cooker last week and saying we're going to go out there. We're going to get out there in the next couple weeks, and I'm interested to see if you can hole out once again from the fairway. I don't think that you're even going to ever get close to that around me, at least in presence again.
No, I've never been. I haven't been able to replicate it.
Yeah, but the game's been good this year, hasn't it?
Yeah, the game's been pretty good. I played good last week.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Brewers have been playing a lot better of late, too, in this last 10 games. Eight of 10.
They have. And I love, I just looked at their schedule for, or schedule, their lineup for tonight, and I'm a big fan. They got Cherio, Terang, Contreras, Yelich, Vaughn, Bowers, Ranjifo, Frelick, and Ortiz with Sproat pitching.
So that outside of the bottom three, you're talking about...
No, I like Frelick. I think Frelick can hit good.
So you'll give him the pass, but everybody else gets the Dobes downer? Downer Dobes?
I just said I like this lineup.
Well, you like the seven of the nine of them. One through six, though, is legitimately, when you look across baseball right now, it strikes fear in the pitchers around the Major League Baseball, the way this team is able to swing the bat. A lot of pop, and now getting to see guys hopefully come out of their shell and the struggles like Garrett Mitchell and able to go yard himself yesterday. What are you looking for? What do you need to see in a three-game series this early in the year? I'm sure it's less about the wins and losses, but is there something in particular that you're like, you know, I'm either watching this player or I want to see how they do against his pitcher? Is there something against Chicago at Wrigley Field that has you piqued interest anyways?
I think the top six of the lineup is very strong, and I think that we're going to keep seeing them grow. I think we've seen Terang, we've seen Contreras, we've seen Bowers really do their job, but we haven't seen Cherio, Yelich, and Bauer, or Cherio, Yelich, and Vaughn yet because they have been injured. So I think that now it's about getting those guys who were injured reallocated to the lineup and really getting them going, because I think that once you are able to get Cherio, Yelich, and Vaughn, all three really back, that is a dangerous first six that you have, and I think a lot of teams will be scared facing those first six because they can generate so many runs and so many hits. Yelich finally had his first, or not finally, but Yelich went yard this weekend. It was awesome. It was awesome to see him. It felt like he was getting back, you know? And I think that six can be very dangerous if they're all aligned and ready to hit.
For me, it's all tomorrow. I'm looking
tomorrow, really.
At The Miz. I'm looking at how he's able mm-hmm. to go into an environment like Wrigley Field where it's always raucous, it's always a very, very difficult place to play, and how he's able to do against one of the best lineups in baseball. How aggressive the Cubs choose to be. Are they going to try to draw out at bats and get him a little bit of pitch trouble? Or are they going to try to say, hey, you're going to throw that 103-mile-an-hour fastball over the plate. We're going to swing early. We're going to try to get some balls put in play, and we're going to make you beat us defensively. That's my thing, and I think it's more, or it's almost, I want to learn as much about how the Cubs are going to take on guys like The Miz, take on guys like Paul Skenes, take on these top echelon pitchers, and what their approach is. At the same time, I want to see Miz be a dog, be what same. He was.
One thing I'm really concerned about, though, going forward with the Brewers season is their pitching rotation, because it seems like we don't have a solid pitching rotation right now. It feels like every time I open up Twitter, there is a new post about roster moves. We literally on Sunday brought up Robert Gasser. And then Quinn Priester is still, you know, we don't know what he's up to. And we had Peter Strzelecki. I just said that so wrong. He was brought up, and then, but he was also designated for assignment, Coleman Crowe. It feels like we are having so many different pitchers fed into the system that we don't have a solid rotation going on with the Brewers right now. We can count on The Miz. We can count on Brandon Sproat. But look at Chad Patrick. Where did he go? Yesterday, he finished the game for the Brewers.
Well,
and he used to be a starter.
I was going to say, it's that adjusted role now with getting everybody back, but it's interesting you say that. I didn't realize until looking at it, their team ERA, the team ERA mm-hmm. is third best in baseball. But when you pop the hood and look at the analytics for the actual starting rotation, you're right. They're at 10th right now, which sounds good in theory, but they're in kind of the mud with about 15, 20 other teams where it's about league average mm-hmm. is more or less where it would be. And that's supposed to be real strength. It's going to be the one of the main reasons if this team gets over the hump in October, it's going to be the guys like The Miz who are going to go out there mm-hmm. and shove for 6 or 7 innings. Got to get 6, 7 up. But you're going to have guys like that shove. At the same time, being able to hand it over to a bullpen that right now is one of the strengths of the team, is one of the reasons outside of a couple bad showings in the stretch of early May, late April, you really don't have issues in the back end of the bullpen. It's just getting them the lead. Get them the lead going into the seventh inning. If you do that with the offense and the bullpen, you're in good shape.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
All right. Well, we'll keep our eye. We'll come back, fill you in on everything about game one, and then look ahead to The Miz tomorrow. I'm so excited for that game. Although that's going to be actually taking place during the day, so we might actually have answers by the time we come on the air. Also coming up this week, though, Ashley, this is, I believe, your first one with us. I'm excited for you to be a part of it. We have our Memorial Day celebration coming up.
Yes. And
you can join 95.3 WBEV and Daily Dodge TV this upcoming Monday as we remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice. Big thank you to our Memorial Day sponsors this year, Hometown Glass and Improvement, and Gina Omig, the State Farm Insurance rep right here in town. And, of course, programming starts at 5 a.m. 5 a.m.
Wow.
Wait, you setting your alarm at 4:30?
Yeah, Wally, okay.
I know you. You're going to just be like locked in at 5 because you're not going to be able to stay up past like 6.
Hey.
In the afternoon anyways.
Rude.
But at 5 a.m., you're going to have Jerry Stewart's program, A Lifetime of Service. Then from 6 until 9, ABC's Press Play will be on. Then at 9 until 10, we reprogram of Jerry Stewart's A Lifetime of Service. So if you're like Ashley, you're not going to be up at 5 a.m., you have another opportunity to hear it there. And last but not least, at 10:15, if you tune into Daily Dodge TV's coverage of the annual Beaver Dam Memorial Day ceremony right over at Oakwood Cemetery, it's going to be a big day for people that make that day special, make that day what it is, where you and I can come on here and talk about sports Monday through Friday.
Love it.
I love it, too. We're going to take a break when we come back. Beaver Dam baseball, Beaver Dam softball, and Beaver Dam girls soccer all had matchups over the weekend as they look to finish out their regular season in style this week. We'll dive into that right after the break here on, I must say 95.3. It's not. We're on 1430. ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Hey, this is Kurt Grunwald from Beaver Dam Youth Football. You're listening to 1430 ESPN, home of the Golden Beavers.
Partner your business with the most famous four letters in sports, ESPN. For more information, click on the Contact Us tab at DailyDodge.com. Your home for Beaver Dam High School Golden Beaver Athletics is Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Big brats and big bucks.
Hit all the stops for the 2026 Brat Fry and Summer Sweepstakes season, presented by Hometown Glass and Improvement and Newman Pools. No food or drink purchase necessary to participate in the contest. Buy a delicious Pernitz Premium Brat with a soda or water, and proceeds will help with the John Moser Children's Radiothon, all for just $2. Find the complete Brat Fry schedule on the Brat Fry page at DailyDodge.com.
Our next Brat Fry is Friday, May 22nd, 11 to 1 at Jim's Farm Stand, North 5410 County Road DJ in Juneau.
It's easier than ever to check your annual mammogram off your to-do list. Walk into Prairie Ridge Health in Columbus on the last Tuesday of any month to get your yearly mammogram. No appointment or referral needed. If you're over 40 years old and due for a yearly screening mammogram, just bring your insurance card and the name of your physician with you. Visit anytime between 7 a.m. and 5 p.m. on the last Tuesday of every month. Learn more about the walk-in program and confirm upcoming dates at prairieridge.health.
If your florist could talk, they'd ask for Cortec. During the May Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, we're featuring Cortec, the floor that's built different. Hey, it's Randy, owner of Professional Floor Covering, and here's what sets Cortec apart. It's 100% waterproof, so spills, pet accidents, and everyday messes are no big deal. It's scratch resistant and durable enough for high traffic homes, and every plank has a built-in cork underlayment, which means it's quieter, warmer, and more comfortable underfoot. Plus, Cortec installs right over most existing floors, no demo, no hassle, and gives you the look of real hardwood or tile without the maintenance. So if you're ready for floors that actually keep up with your life, now's the time. Shop the May Gold Tag Sale at Professional Floor Covering, 713 Park Avenue in Beaver Dam, or online at proflr.com. Professional Floor Covering, where great styles start from the ground up.
How much does it cost to talk to Gruber Law Offices after a serious crash? It's free. Yes, free. As in, it won't cost you anything to speak with us. Not sure if you have a case? Call our team at Gruber Law Offices today. Your first call and your first consultation are always free. And you'll never pay us a fee until we win your case. If you've been seriously injured, call Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all.
Stay tuned to the Dam Sports Show, brought to you by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Get the inside look at Beaver Dam High School athletics, weekdays at 4 on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam.
Coming up Thursday, June 18th against the Cleveland Guardians, we have our second Milwaukee baseball bus trip of the year. That's a 110 first pitch. Price is $70 per ticket, but that includes your drive there. You don't got to worry about parking. You get brought home safely, and we drop you right back off at Slumberland Furniture right here in town. Those who are interested can swing by the station 100 Bill McCollum Way to reserve their seats during business hours. It is cash or check only. The checks can be made out to Good Karma Brands. And I know that we were under 10 left. I don't know what the official number is right now, but
I think it's still 10.
It's 10 at the moment?
Yeah.
If you want in, that takes two families of five. And you're out of luck. Do not waste it. I'm a family of five, Dobes. I think
so
you are, too.
So am I.
I know. If it's our family showed up, it's over. Nobody's getting to go. I'm
going
to
contact Nana.
You better. If you do, you tell her that she doesn't have a lot of time. She better hurry up.
I know. She'll be flying in.
She will be flying in.
Yeah.
You're going to see her on top three plays of the week with all that speed. And speaking of top three plays of the week, it was a Beaver Dam girls soccer heavy week on Daily Dodge TV, and they swept our top three. Without further ado, let's see the top three plays. Your top three high school plays of the week.
Number three.
Here's Shea again. Ashley has some space.
Shea going to feed it down to Chloe Louth. The shot's in for the goal. Chloe Louth in the 43rd minute with a nice feed from Ashley, and it's 3-0 Golden Beavers.
Number two.
Here's Paige Naimer. Naimer going to try to feed one through to Ashley. Shea Marie Ashley trying to get the corner. Shea's got some room. Shea's going to slide in the shot and the goal in the 46th minute. Ashley gives Beaver Dam the 1-0 lead on your Gruber Law Office One Call That's All scoreboard.
Number one.
Here's Van Pembroke. Feeds it to Brenna Rhodes. Nice pass. Here comes Rhodes on the near side. Brenna, can she finish it off? She does. It's 4-0 Golden Beavers in the 52nd minute.
And there you have it there. Top three plays swept by Beaver Dam girls soccer. And they got a big win on Friday night, taking down Wayland 6-0. It's where two of those plays came from. It was an offensive palooza out there, as you got to see some familiar goal scorers, some people that we don't see often in that part of the department, because we had such great passing. Two of those goals we saw were on beautiful passes and through balls that set up Shea Marie Ashley, that set up Brenna Rhodes, that set up Chloe Louth. It was all around good soccer this week. And I know Wade is on site right now with about 20 minutes before Beaver Dam girls will welcome in Lomira. And a little wet. Did you like playing on like a wet field, like a little muddy environment, whether it's softball, soccer, whatever
it was? Yeah, it was always fun to like slide, you know?
Isn't it amazing how you change as you get older?
Yeah, now I'm like, that is disgusting.
Like when I was a kid, I would be like, please let me play in a rainstorm.
Yes,
it never rains.
I know.
You're like, it never rains when I want it to rain.
Yeah, and now it's like, oh my gosh, there's so much rain.
Yeah, and now it happens, and I couldn't be further away from anything with grass. So credit to the girls out there. Going to give it their all here on Daily Dodge TV, so make sure you tune in for that one. Some unfortunate news from at least the conference perspective. Beaver Dam baseball fell 3-2 to Milton on Friday. Ashton Seifert was absolutely phenomenal in this game. He's got the start. He struck out 14, but Milton was able to outlast the Golden Beavers, score on a walk-off in the seventh. And now they're going to shift their gears. Likely they are going to be playing now just to make sure that they're back in tip-top shape, making sure that they're playing good baseball going into the playoffs in about a week's time. Have a couple opportunities to get back right and feeling more like themselves, as they're going to be taking on Oregon tomorrow and then again on Thursday night. And what did you know when you would team would be in a little bit of a rut?
Yeah.
What would almost be like the best way for you guys to get out of it? It's almost like the bury the baseball game, or it's just like, I'm never talking about it. Let's just turn the page. Did you guys do anything special, fun, anything that mixed up the mojo when you guys were in a little bit of a funk?
I don't know if we ever really did that. I know, like, obviously we would change up the lineup and just try different things, but I really think it comes down to, like, personally, when you're in a slump, you kind of have to get out of your own head mentally. Nobody else can kind of do that. And I think that you do have to just put the game behind you. It sucks you lost. It sucks this happened. But you can't dwell on it because you can't change it. You have to be able to move forward, because in the next, you can always get the next one.
You can. And again, this is a team that we've seen time and time again. When you get to this point of the calendar, they're able to find a way to play their best baseball once you get the regionals and hopefully beyond that. But now you have a couple tests this week that you have the chance to get back right. Just like softball, once again, they're actually in action in a little bit as well at 5 o'clock. That one's not going to be on Daily Dodge TV, as that's a rescheduled game, as they'll take on Wanakee, and they have to beat Wanakee if they are going to keep their narrow, at this point, hopes alive in conference. They'd have to beat them. You have to hope Watertown loses. You got to win out yourself, and then you got to have Wanakee lose again. So a lot to ask, but this is a team, too, that is playing very strong softball. They trailed 4-0 against Oregon themselves last week, and they scored 6 runs in the 5th, 6th, and 7th combined to win that game 6-5. 3 of those in the 7th inning, mind you.
Wow, that's impressive. There was a game over the weekend. Sorry, derailing this, but there's a game over the weekend for the Women's College World Series. Ole Miss, Texas Tech, with Texas Tech down 8-0 in the 7th inning, comes back to win 10-9 in the 8th.
No way.
Scored 8 runs in the 7th.
I saw, it's funny that we're both talking about big comebacks too. Uh-huh. Mesa Verde, I don't even know where this high school is. They trailed a game this last week, 19-1.
Oh my gosh.
And they came back and won 24-23.
That's like unheard of.
That's one of those, like, I don't.
If you're a team, you have to be. I feel like, as much as that's like,
can you believe this? This can like spur us into a great little stretch here at the end of the season. If my team blows an 18-run lead,
I'm mad.
It's done. I'm sorry.
I'm not playing sport anymore.
It's over. I don't know where that Mesa Verde. That feels like California.
Yeah, 100%.
But Mesa Verde, wherever you are right now, the thoughts and prayers coming out from Beaver Dam High School.
Yeah,
hope things go better for you down the stretch. All right, it's time to get into the cabana. It's about to get confidential time. Mm-hmm. We'll go into that here in just a few moments with more on the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV.
Here's a look at your weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a chance of thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 64. South winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Slight chance of rain showers. Tomorrow, highs level off around 70. Cloudy skies expected. Partly cloudy skies. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 42. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. Currently 78.
WBEV is turning up the heat with the Broad Fry Summer Sweepstakes presented by Newman Pools and Hometown Glass and Improvement. Stop by participating Broad Fries and grab your stamp card. Earn a stamp at each event.
No purchase necessary.
Fill all 5 and you're entered to win. Become one of 3 guaranteed winners for chances at a $4,000 grand prize, plus $750 and $250 winnings as well. The drawing is September 3rd at the Hometown Glass and Improvement Broad Fry. Brats, summer, and big cash. Don't miss out.
Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Memorial Day savings are happening now at Silica for your home. Now through June 3rd, save big with exclusive rebate savings up to $4,000 on top appliance brands like KitchenAid, LG, GE, Cafe, and Maytag. And with upcoming manufacturer price increases, now's the time to buy. Plus, enjoy 18-month 0% financing store-wide and free delivery on hundreds of items. Upgrade your kitchen and laundry rooms today and save big during the Memorial Day sale at Silica for your home.
There's power in your smile. Hi, this is Dr. Adam Forster from Columbus Family Dental. Your smile can make or break a day, start a conversation, even double a dose of courage. At Columbus Family Dental, we are committed to protecting your grin from ear to ear. Young and old, orthodontics to cosmetics, we're here to make it that much easier to share your smile. Columbus Family Dental is now accepting every kind of smile. Call us today for a free, no-pressure consultation at 623-5559.
You wait all winter long for that first hot Wisconsin day, and your air conditioner decides it's still in hibernation. Before the heat rolls in, call JB Mechanical for a spring AC tune-up. They'll make sure your system runs smooth, cool, and efficiently, so you're not sweating it later. Now that's more like it. JB Mechanical is a proud Trane dieler. Schedule today at jbmechllc.com.
This show's all about accountability. It's the one and only Dam Sports Show, presented by Real Sports Cards in Waupun. Live every weekday afternoon on Daily Dodge TV and 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam. You're gonna be the lonely one. Oh,
do you believe in life after love? Welcome back to the Dam Sports Show on 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam and Daily Dodge TV. We are in the confidential cabana, and I felt like it was fitting to throw Cher there at the start, because while I have no shame to admit it, I feel like there are a lot of 32-year-old men out there that would have a hard time saying that song bangs.
Cher does bang.
Everything about Cher is good.
It's going to be stuck in my head for a while now, though.
But that every time it comes on, I end up listening to it nonstop.
Uh-huh.
By the way, Mamma Mia 2, better than Mamma Mia 1.
Stop it.
That's the fact.
Stop it. No, it's not. You're out of your mind.
What is your actual reasoning for Mamma Mia 1 being better? And don't just tell me songs, because that's a lie, too.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. Meryl Streep's actually in it.
You don't like the pull on your heartstrings that you have with her in the second?
No, that's so depressing.
Yeah, but it's good for like a good cry. You just can't watch it with mom.
Yeah, like, okay. You're out of your mind.
The first time I watched Mamma Mia 2, I did watch that with my entire family. And I was like ugly crying and I had to walk into the kitchen and pretend like I was doing something else.
Yeah, duh. That would have been me.
Those are the best. Give me a good like crying movie every now and then. A good rom-com.
You're out of your mind, Walter. You know that?
Maybe. The Confidential Cabana, though. Mm-hmm. It's where each week we can come in here. This is a safe place. This is for all you guys, too. You can't just spill the beans. It's the part of the Confidential Cabana. And I want to start with you, Ashley, because during the break, you were not very kindly refusing to share with me what you wanted to talk about.
You always want to know, and I want to catch you by surprise.
Well, it's like, weren't you the kid when you were a little, right before Christmas? If I know that the Christmas gifts are around somewhere, I kind of want to know what I'm getting.
Yeah, me too, but I still don't want to tell you.
Yeah, and you're being the part of like the mean parent right now, and I want my present. So I had to wait, and I'm glad that you did make me wait because now it is Christmas morning.
See?
Well, let's unwrap this. Okay. What does the Confidential Cabana have in store for us today?
You are going to call me like out of my mind.
Okay.
But
we'll see.
Yesterday I was cooking dinner, and I made this sun-dried tomato pesto pasta. It was very good.
So far, I'm with you.
Okay. One thing that I cannot stand, and there's nothing I will ever be able to do about it, I hate how oil and water don't mix.
Wait, you said your whole thing is that you don't like that the oil sits on top of the water?
Yep. It drives me bonkers because yesterday I accidentally put a little too much of the sun-dried tomato with the oil into the sauce itself.
Okay.
So I'm making this sauce, and the oil's just rising to the top. I don't want the oil on the top. I should not have accidentally poured too much in. However, it makes no sense. Why doesn't oil and water combine? Why? Well, why, Walter? Why?
And not only that, what bothers me too is that, like, for instance, if I want to throw a little oil in like a Mexican rice or a spicy rice, and then if you're right, if you over pour, initially you start telling yourself, well, it'll burn off with the oil, it'll evaporate. That oil doesn't go anywhere.
No, it just sits there.
Yeah, and then
it's
you're straining
stupid.
It.
Yes. And I love oil and I love cooking and I love cooking with oil. But I don't think whoever made that law, like the rule, like the whoever made the science stuff, what the heck?
Whoever made the science stuff, we're just blaming Einstein right now.
Yeah, like why can oil and water not mix? It makes me so mad.
But yeah, but it gives us that great expression. They're like oil and water.
Oh, thank God we have a good expression. And my sauce was almost ruined. It wasn't ruined. I made it better, so it was fine. But yeah, that was really grinding my gears yesterday.
Would you say that now until you're in a spot where you need to throw out an expression? And if you didn't have oil and water not being able to mix, what would you have said?
I don't know, but it reminds me of I was trying to think of one, and I thought about peanut butter and jelly.
But those work really well together.
Yes, they do. But do you remember the New Girl episode where Winston was like, you put peanut butter and jelly on the same shelf and you'd expect them not to mix? And he was, do you remember that line?
I very much, Winston's fantastic. New Girl in general, anybody
fantastic.
That hasn't watched it.
But like that watch. Was, that is such a funny line.
Well, anything
expect them
that
not
he
to
says.
Mix, yeah. But yeah, oil and water I am out on, and I think that we should come up with a way to make them mix.
All right, everybody stop trying to cure cancer. Let's figure out how to get oil and water to mix.
You are so annoying.
Put your top scientists on it. This is now the top of the bucket here.
Shut up, Walter. I tried to do that, but I put our vote too low. So I'm going to do it again.
I hate that buzzer. That should be a Confidential Cabana.
There's another one.
Sad trombone. You
have so many of these that I could keep going.
I don't like that you, for people inside baseball, she has a wall of sound that she's put up. It was like five things when I was in charge of this like a year
now
ago.
It's like 16.
Yeah, at least. All right. Time for me to scoot on over here in our hammock in the Confidential Cabana. And
it was a drum roll. Why did you not go?
Because I thought I was under attack right now. All right, I'm going. I'm steaming through this. Ridiculous. All right, so I mentioned that Wade Bates and myself were out at a big wrestling event this last week, and on Saturday we were at Water City's Wrestling Con down there in Oshkosh, and who did we run into but the one and only Alex Stroff from K&B.
Okay.
Our good friend. And he comes in. It's all fun and games. We're just having it, like, you know, hey, I didn't know you like wrestling. This is great. Awesome. Good stuff. All right, Alex, you go sit with your buddies. We'll be over here. We'll talk a little bit later. A couple hours go by. Wade and I were chowing down on this convention center chicken nuggets or chicken tenders and
was
fries.
Was it good?
I got chicken tenders, fries. Threw a little honey mustard at it.
Ooh, good
Not
call.
Bad. Wade Bates throws the pizza.
Well, of course.
That's a Wade move. Got to throw the pizza at it. This is where the kicker comes in.
Uh-oh.
Is this fair or foul? Alex Stroff comes walking over to Wade and I in between matches. Hey, I got hungry. I DoorDashed Culver's in. What? Okay. Not sure how, like, you're going to have to eat that outside. Whatever. You do you, man. No. Actually, Wade Bates, no.
Yeah, of course.
He's like, no, actually, I am friends with one of the wrestlers, so I'm just going to tell the person that I'm bringing this food back for that guy. So he brings in Culver's and then just pops up shop in this the middle of his row, just hammering a butter burger, whatever else he's having. Is that fair or foul?
And nobody questioned him?
Well, if they did, it was the front door. And they're like, well, we're not going to make sure the wrestlers can't eat. Send Stroff on his way.
I think that that's fair because he's a genius for thinking of that. It would only be foul if, you know, it was everybody taking advantage of it. No.
There's a lot of brilliant people out there that chose to use their powers for evil.
Yeah, and Stroff chose to use his powers for good so he could have Culver's. I'm with him.
So you would do this. You would do this move. Yeah. No problem. Let me just lie to the person at the front. Bring my Culver's in.
If I'm hungry if I'm hungry enough, hell yeah.
Not even going to be able to throw a solid tip down for the wonderful folks at the convention center right there.
We don't know that. Maybe he went and tipped.
So he tips then his DoorDash driver. He tips the people at the front for letting him in. He walks up to the bar. He's tipping them too.
Maybe.
Alex Stroff, one of one. Tell you what.
One of one.
Might have to try that move. I'm sitting here on my high horse as if I wouldn't do it if I had the opportunity.
Exactly.
I was just upset he chose it before me. He thought of that.
It wasn't that you're judging him. You're jealous of him that he thought about it before you did.
You're 100% right.
I am too.
If I could have ordered in whatever I wanted, you better believe. Now that I know.
The world is our oyster now that we know what we can do at convention centers.
I'm just
and
saying,
all
I'm
those
saying.
Other everybody else watching or listening right now, you can get on in on this as well.
Well, yeah, but this is the Confidential Cabana, so
oh,
you just can't
right.
tell
you
anybody
just can't
about
tell
it.
Anybody else that you know.
You're in the cabana
We're
with us. This
you.
Is safe. Well, that's going to do it for us here today. We will be back with more of the Damn Sports Show. The same time, same place tomorrow. Hopefully after a couple Brewer Crew wins. Go Brewers. Homer Hour coming up next.
This Sports Center update is brought to you by Silica for your home, serving Wisconsin homes for over 100 years. Whether it's upgrading your appliances and electronics or finding comfort solutions like lift